When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is the Jillian Michaels Show coming at you from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California. Welcome to the show, Sin Doggy.
Welcome to you, Jillian.
Welcome to me?
I don't know.
That's like a weird spiritual thing.
No, no.
Welcome to you.
Welcome to you.
This could be a book. Welcome to you.
I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
What is that, a song?
Yeah.
Was that the 70s?
That was really bad.
Yeah, it's so bad.
I don't know how anyone survived that decade, and it pisses me off that I was born in the 70s. It's so unfair because I hate the music, I hate the clothes, and I hate the furniture. It's the worst decade we've ever had.
Yeah.
The furniture. Do you ever go back and look at pictures from the 70s?
Yes.
I look at my parents, I'm like, you were fucking high out of your mind.
Even the ties.
Like, oh my God, the worst. Afros on white men.
Sideburns.
I mean, who did such a thing? It's one thing on Sam Jackson. My father had an afro. We know he's not okay. I mean, it just, like, the songs like that. It's so wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
God.
Very
oh
wrong.
My God. Like, the 80s, we had punk. The 60s, you had The Doors and Jim Morrison. And then somehow we ended up with la, 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 la.
It's horrible. Like they were trying to keep the folk songs alive, but they didn't.
Puke.
Yeah.
I hate disco, too. Hate it.
I know you do that.
Ah! Ba-ba-da-da!
It's so happy.
Ba-dee-bop, doo-dilly-bop, beep-beep-dop, ba-ba-ba! I hate it. Like, that's how every disco,
jazz,
every disco.
Disco
sound, every song is like, ba-doo, ba-da-ba-doo, beep-bop-bop, diddly-bop, boop, bop, diddly-boo. The worst.
And every one in the bank.
Hate it. And every country song is like, bone digga, bone digga, dog digga, bone digga, truck digga, bone digga, dog. Fucking cannot. Hate it all. I hate it.
I mean, we could go on and on with other styles, please.
They're all the rest are good.
Are all music, is all music created equally?
No.
Equal.
It is not. Are you bridging?
Yeah.
Are you segueing?
Sort of.
Yes. Well, no it isn't, Cindy, but people are.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Cindy, do you feel equally worthy and deserving?
Well, you know,
as much
I grew up, the school, yeah. I went to a Steiner school, Waldorf education. And
oh, wow, smart.
I do believe they felt that.
Bragging.
No.
Arrogant.
That everybody is born with the capability to do any of these things, the arts, the sciences, it's seeing.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
It's seeing
no, that's
what
bullshit.
What
that's
is
not true.
Like
that's
which,
a lie.
Which one you're drawn
that's
to.
That's a dirty f-ing liar.
And that's the one.
Didn't you ever see that movie Amadeus? Amadeus, Amadeus. Didn't you see there's a song from
the
80s?
Singing,
wasn't bad.
Didn't
episode. You ever see that movie?
Yes.
Okay, well, guess who was upset? The guy who wasn't Amadeus. Because no matter how hard he worked, he wasn't Mozart.
Salieri.
Are we on
that
topic?
Guy. Can you please
well,
focus?
Well, yes, because he's comparing himself.
Please focus, Bishop. No, I don't believe that everybody has the ability to do everything. I don't buy that at all.
I
that's
think you start with
that's
it.
That's Garbaggio.
But you're drawn to the one
no.
that,
uh-uh.
it, and then it gets
no.
brought out in you,
wrong.
And that's the thing you do.
Disagree. It's like the Matrix. Remember the key maker? Everybody's a key, and they unlock different doors. So, you're
yeah.
a blank. Bishop is a blank. Like, I think some people are predisposed to be brilliant at math. Some are predisposed to be brilliant at art or music or whatever. But where I find we are equal is not in our, I'll never be a basketball player like LeBron James. That's where that's bullshit. I mean, Michael Phelps is not only a genetic anomaly. I mean, his, yes, he's the perfect combination of a genetic anomaly and also hard work. But you'll never be equal to him at swimming. But you have equal value and equal ability to be great at what you're great at.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing.
I mean, it isn't. You said anybody could be an artist. No, it isn't. I heard you. Jake, playback the tape.
I say you.
That's not what she said.
You start at a playing field, and then you are drawn to whatever spurs you on. So if Michael Phelps was thrown in a pool and he just started swimming, that's obviously the thing that spurred him on. And no, I'm never going to be a great basketball player with seven footers.
No, but will not.
Not if I compare myself to them.
No, still missing the point. No, it comes back to our theme of purpose. We'll make this our January theme.
Okay.
That the differences we perceive between ourselves and others exist only in the eyes of the human ego and have nothing to do with your worth, value, capability, or deservingness. Is that a word?
It is now.
Thank you. So I learned that in the Waldorf school that I did not go to. You snob.
It's really not bragging rights.
But I say that seriously because it's people definitely look at other people and they compare themselves and they feel intimidated and discouraged. And it could be looks, it could be height, it could be money. But the reality is, like, all right, LeBron might be the greatest basketball player of all time, but he doesn't have a brain like, I don't know, Bill Nye, right? Bill Nye will never be an athlete like LeBron James. And there's people in the middle of all, like, you know what I mean? Like, you might be taller, I might be faster. You, like, it doesn't matter. We're all going to be great at different things. And that's why comparing yourself to somebody, oh, he has more money, but maybe he doesn't have half the character you do. He's taller. Okay, but maybe you have a bigger wiener, which is a big thing for guys. I have no short men. Most of them have big wieners. It's an interesting thought. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I know a couple, and I've heard all about it. And I'm like, okay, we got a little guy here, but the guy has a giant wiener. Like, if you had to trade out, you'd probably take the giant wiener, I think. I'm serious. So
now Sarah's pulling her microphone.
Go ahead, Sarah. Weigh in. Go on. Come on, Sarah.
Now she's just
blushing,
hiding her face.
What are you
going to
do? What are you going to do?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I'm working.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, wieners?
She heard a giant wiener and grabbed the mic and said, what's up, guys?
Yeah, that's what she heard. Anyway, okay, so I bring this up because how you approach the new year and your goals for the new year. Really, Sarah? I'm trying to.
We have dueling microphone stands.
I can't work with her anymore. Cindy, I can't work with her anymore.
That was all your
Cindy,
fault.
I can't work like this.
Please send in applications for an assistant, too. Just DM me straight up, and I'll send it right through.
But I think what you're saying is comparisons, and that will be your downfall anyway, won't it? I mean,
100%. And if you go into a situation, like, look, in my opinion, when you look at the miracle of life, and seriously, like, wow, it really is, like, for what it takes for us to exist, come on. I mean, let's start with the Big Bang and all the crap that need to happen from that point forward for us to be here. Oh, well, we needed just the right amount of matter versus antimatter, or nothing would exist, and the rate of expansion of inflation on the Big Bang would have blown the universe into nothing, or it would have collapsed back in on itself, and then the temperature for the pieces of matter to collapse. Like, it's insane. Like, literally, I've mentioned it before, like, the chances of the universe existing, period. And then the chances for life to exist in that universe, and then the chance for you to exist in that life existing universe. Like, it, forget it. Really? Oh, the odds? Yeah. Come on.
It's ridiculous.
And the only way around it, the only way is, like, you get into that quantum mechanics where they're like, well, the way we get away from something being pretty f***ing miraculous is if you say that anything and everything can happen, so this was bound to happen, even though it's one in a quadrillion gajillion chances of this universe existing,
It all comes and goes. So, and maybe, right? Maybe. But I can't wrap my brain around that shit.
No.
So I'm going to say, like, this is pretty magical. And for each and every one of us to be here, I'm going to say you got a pretty amazing purpose. And then if we take it one step further, and this is where I like to seem deep, because I am, like, let's argue this all the way down, right? So I'm going to say each and every one of us has a purpose and a reason for being here. And we each show up with the same potential and the same deservingness. We may not have the same circumstances or situations, not by any means. Some of us are born with advantages, for sure. But created equal, I mean equally deserving and equally capable of greatness to our own unique expression, right? I mean, we're all here for a reason, and that reason is to express our uniqueness in this world for whatever reason it may be, and you oftentimes have to create it. Now, you might say, well, how many people come and go and do nothing and create nothing and whatever? But here's what's super interesting. This is where I'm going to lose everybody. Okay. The concept of parallel universes. This is what fascinates me. So these scientists are pretty confident that at least one type of parallel universe exists based on something called the dual slit experiment. Like, I highly recommend Google it, watch a 5-minute clip of it on YouTube. But basically, we've seen that, like, a single particle can be in two places simultaneously or express all possibilities simultaneously in what's called a wave, right? They would fire a photon, a particle, at these two slits against a wall to see which one it went through. When it wasn't being observed, it was a wave. It had a wave interference pattern, meaning it explored every possibility simultaneously. Upon observation, the wave element collapsed. It was no longer a wave. It didn't go through all the possibilities at the same time. It picked a direction and went through one. Mm. So the argument is, if we're made up of this same stuff, how are we not, with every single decision, splitting, right? Parallel universe, infinite levels of parallel universes. What I find so fascinating about that is that, yeah, maybe you didn't get it right in this one, but there's an infinite level of universes where you're playing every scenario out. So, again, I go back to this concept of you are here for a reason. And whether you fully express it in this lifetime or not, it's up to you. And you don't know whose life you're going to impact or affect and how that's going to change the course of things. You're playing your role in potentially each and every one, let alone just this one. But the attitude you take here is everything. And if you show up thinking you're less than in any way, shape, or form, you're f***ed.
Yeah.
And it's not true. So yes, you're not going to play basketball like LeBron James. There's one LeBron James in the world. That's the reason they're called GOATs, the greatest of all time. But LeBron James is not going to be Bill Nye. He's not going to be Michael Phelps. He's not going to be... think of the greatest newscaster of all time, Dan Rather.
You're not going to be all of them.
Yeah, you can't, right? You're not going to be Picasso. You're not going to be Leonardo. Like, nobody's going to, and nobody's going to be you.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have no idea how long I've been talking, but I need you to get your head in the right space, people. 2019. Let's do our little Stuart, what's that guy's name? Handy? Little?
Stuart Little.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Handy.
It's basically.
Jack Handy.
Yeah, you are Jack Handy, yeah.
Is it Jack Handy?
Maybe.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life.
If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Cindy?
Yes, Jillian?
I've been getting a lot of questions about supplements.
Yes.
And the thing is, we've been very clear that they are not all created equal.
Yes.
And by the way, like, a lot of times, if it seems too good to be true and you get a 30-day supply of vitamins for 5 cents, like, it's usually garbage. So there are several steps you can take to really identify if the vitamin is high quality. Of course, the first thing we want to do is look at the label, right? Now, there are levels of crap in this stuff. And I'll never forget, like, when Heidi was pregnant and the doctor went to put her on a prenatal. I hand her the bottle and I go to look at it and it had artificial color. It had hydrogenated oils or trans fats. And like I was done there, right? I was like, are you serious with this? This is pure shit. This is poison. This isn't even, what are we doing? Oh, it's for the folic acid. Yeah. Okay, fine. But like a lot of vitamins right off the bat, prenatal or otherwise, that will at this moment rename nameless. No, there are a lot of brands out there that have ingredients in them like that. So here's an article on Livestrong, okay, on Centrum. How many people do you think take Centrum?
I would say that'd be the most popular.
Especially like that older crowd, man.
Yeah.
What they're like, one of those and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Ingredients. Centrum contains the following ingredients according to the package label listed on the Centrum website. Calcium carbonate, potassium chloride, pre-gelatinized cornstarch, It contains less than 2% of, then it's like biotin, boric acid, this, that, the other. But then it also has, are you ready? F, D, and C, yellow number 6.
Like, why? Who cares
cheap,
what color it
cheap
is?
Cheap fillers. Folic acid, yay. Hydrogenated palm oil.
Damn.
It's a preservative.
It's what I make sure is not on my food.
Exactly my point. So, like, right off the bat, sucrose.
That's crazy.
Talc.
Talc?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, right off the bat, you should recognize those top offenders that we've talked about not being your food from go. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to make a note to check my vitamins.
I know. Yeah. Okay, now, let's look at synthetic versus non-synthetic. So, arguably, in order to avoid that, you're looking for something that will say 100% plant-based or 100% animal-based. Like, how do you know if it's actual vitamin A or actual vitamin C, or if it's like a synthetic version? You're looking at the ingredients and you're looking for food sources. So if it's like black acerola cherry, like, or whatever, you're like, oh, okay, like this is the food it's coming from. But like, for example, here are some common synthetic vitamins to avoid. Vitamin A, acetate and palmitate, that's synthetic. Now, if you were to see, like, like a food source on there, right? Like, I get, like, super reds and super greens, and it's, like, organic wheatgrass blank blank, organic something vitamin broccoli spirulina something, organic, like, you know, right, it's from a whole food, which is going to create better bioavailability, and it's the form of the vitamin that your body recognizes that we should be getting it in. So, vitamin B1. Thiamine mononitrate or thiamine hydrochloride, synthetic. Riboflavin, synthetic.
Riboflavin, synthetic?
Vitamin B12 if it says riboflavin.
Wow.
So like calcium D, pantothenate, which is pantothenic acid. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine hydrochloride.
So is it ides and eights are fake? Are made?
Yeah, a lot of it. But like vitamin B12, cobalamin, PABA, eminobenzoic acid, like choline chloride, choline butyrate, biotin, synthetic. So you're looking for things that have a food source on it. That's the goal. So you're looking for stuff that will literally list, you know, grapefruit extract, whatever, on it so that you know it's from a real food. And it affects potency. And in fact, some synthetics are actually made from derivatives of coal and tar. You want the actual nutrients to be real. So beyond the ingredients, you want the chemicals in the ingredients, like hydrogenated oil and fake color. Like you want the actual vitamin C, vitamin A, you want it to be real from a food source, not synthesized, not fake, right? Okay, now, next, and a lot of companies don't do this, but it's really important. Look for the USP or consumer lab label. So these guys are independent, nonprofit, and essentially they test the ingredients. So they make sure that the product has what it claims to have. Because there was a huge scandal about that a couple years ago where it's like, this much vitamin D. And it was like, there's this much curcumin, saffron. That's a huge thing with food as well. Spices. It's fake everything. Fake labels, fake organic, fake whatever. But like with vitamins, so if a company is legit, they open themselves up. Like Alaya has opened themselves up that, A, it's got the organic stamp, like non-GM, like gluten-free, know this, know that, know this. But like, they also are like, they submit the products to be tested by a third party.
That's great.
So that it's like, hey, you know what? We have clean hands here. How about you?
Yeah.
And so
you have to have that on the label. Otherwise,
a lot of people don't.
No, I know.
A lot of people don't.
Spend so much time in the vitamin aisle looking for that label.
Yeah. So it's the USP label, so the U.S. Pharmacopeial or USP, Conventional Dietary Supplement Verification Program, or consumerlab.com. It also says look for products that are made in the United States from established outlets. This is another article that I'm reading on their website. And here's another big one, right? So this is actually years and years and years ago, we had a competitor. This is so shitty. Just another thing that happens as a public figure. Sue created a class action lawsuit against my supplements, right? And because our supplements were like dominating the market. So our competitors like started a class action lawsuit against us to say like, oh, Jillian Michaels products are killing people, whatever. They were, all the lawsuits were thrown out. But because we could even prove they never even bought the product, which was even more upsetting. That, of course, never makes the news because it's not news to say, right. Oh, that's not true. Oh, it was fine. Jillian Michaels kills people. That's a way better headline. But with that said, if there's a negative or adverse reaction, you report it. So here, it's called an adverse reaction report. So you report it to the FDA's MedWatch program. So before you take anything, check that. We never had one on my supplements, not one. So it's like, oh, you had a bad reaction. You didn't report it. You didn't go to the doc. Like if you go to the doctor, you had any kind of reaction, you're tachycardic, like your heart's racing, right, or whatever, you go to the doctor, it gets reported automatically. Like, nope. So check that. It's called the FDA's MedWatch program. Look and see if there have been any adverse reactions reported. Check and see if the product's been reviewed by the USP or consumer lab to make sure that it has in it what it says it does. And this is after you've read the label and look to see if the product is coming from Whole Foods, the nutrients in it, and to make sure it doesn't have any added garbaggio in it. And again, I would just say brands I love Alaya. Love, that's my favorite brand, hands down. And Ancient Nutrition. I invested in both, though, so I've got money in both brands.
Ancient Nutrition?
Yeah, it's another one. One called Ancient Nutrition. But I really personally, like, Alaya I love. It's, like, run by, you know, Shauna, this, like, single, just a woman entrepreneur, top quality products. Like, but both are good. Both are really good quality. Does anyone else get annoyed spending a fortune on workout clothes? Like, what if you could get an entire new outfit that's comfortable and looks awesome and fits your body, but for half the price of what you usually have to spend? It's all about Flapletics, people. Kate Hudson's fashion-focused activewear brand, and they're offering my listeners two leggings for just $24. How crazy is that? When you sign up for a VIP at Flapletics.com/Jillian, that's $99 value. Plus, there's free shipping on all orders over $49. International shipping is also available, and there's absolutely no commitment when you buy your first order. The new leggings I just got, the bomb. They look great, fit great, and they even have a pocket on the leg for my phone. So whether you're doing CrossFit or just taking a walk, Fabletics has the right gear for any type of workout, and they release new styles, collections, and prints every month. Become a VIP and get up to 50% off regular prices. Do it! What are you waiting for? Go get two leggings for only $24. Sign up for a VIP at Fabletics.com/Jillian. That's Fabletics.com/Jillian. Terms and conditions do apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't know if that was sighing, moaning, groaning, making a sound.
Well, I've been in here for 6.5 hours.
Yes, this is. I do feel like this is a marathon. And if you just send your money now.
Is it super hot in your guys' room?
Oh my God. The show starts to fall apart right around.
Starts.
Oh my. It's 4 o'clock. It's time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell people how they can submit their questions. So if you would like to submit some email questions.
Yeah. Which I would.
Preferably something we don't cover all the time. Huh? Or any Love Doctor questions would be great. It's JillianPodcast@gmail.com. So, in your opinion, Mariah would like to know, what's your take on the brand Beyond Meat for their burgers and Italian sausage. It's plant-based, 20 grams of plant-based protein.
What's it called, buddy? Beyond Meat?
Beyond Meat.
I think I saw that yesterday, actually, at the market.
Let's look.
So, I mean, obviously, look, we got to just look. I love the Impossible Burger, although I have no idea what the hell is in that. I really don't. But it tastes good. Oh, okay. So here's what it says. No soy or gluten. Super duper. No GMOs. Awesome sauce. Yes way. That's cute. I like that. I like their little thing there. All right, hold on. So what's in it, though? Recipes, products. So how do I see the ingredients? Why don't they have ingredients?
Our opinion on this seems to be they really shouldn't be hiding their ingredients. Oh, here. I found them. I found them.
Go.
Water. Pea protein isolate.
Okay.
That's an eight. So is that a...
That's okay.
Okay.
Isolate. Yeah,
expeller press canola oil.
That's okay.
Refined coconut oil.
Refined. Okay.
Contains 2% or less of cellulose from bamboo.
Okay.
Methyl cellulose, potato starch, natural flavor, maltodextrin, yeast extract, salt, sunflower oil, vegetable glycerin. It goes on and on.
It's not organic, but it should be okay. Peas aren't heavily sprayed. It doesn't have soy. It doesn't have gluten, right? So it doesn't have a ton of shitty fillers. Refined coconut oil is a little...
vague.
It's more processed than unrefined. Mm. I mean, we want to eat it in its most natural state. I don't love that, but it's not the end of the world. It's not hydrogenated, right? So, okay. I would say, look, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd put it at a 7.5.
Okay.
Right? And I would definitely say it's better than non-organic beef all day long.
Yeah.
For the environment, it's better. You know that. For your health, I would say if you're not vegan, look, I mean, an organic grass-fed, it's not great for the environment, but is going to have more healthy fats and cleaner protein and less filler, obviously. But if it's that or a non-organic animal burger, you know, because they say that they're carried at like Wendy's or like Del Taco and stuff. If you're a Del Taco, you're way better off getting this than something Del Taco.
Well, yeah, and this has 380 milligrams of sodium per patty.
Not that bad.
20 grams of protein and 5 grams of saturated fat. 20 grams of fat, 5 saturated.
That's not bad.
270 calories, so...
No, at least seven and a half. Yeah. Seven.
Yeah.
If it was organic, didn't have the refined coconut oil, you know, then I'd definitely put it at like 8.5, 9. So, but it's not at all bad. Like, it's a much better choice than most of the things out there.
Yeah.
Hands down, and the soy crap and the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
All right. So,
I have an ingredient question.
Here we go.
Can I ask? There's a specific bar I've been eating a lot, and I haven't asked you if I'm allowed to eat it. I just texted you the ingredients.
Oh, hold on. Organic cashew butter, great. Grass-fed collagen protein, super duper. Inulin, totally fine. There's an XCT oil powder, but it's not from a brand I love.
THC.
From a highly refined coconut oil.
It says highly refined?
Highly refined. Coconut oil. I hate this brand.
It's like saying wink, wink.
I know what brand this is.
You don't like them. But the bar is so good, and I don't like bars, and I'm finding that I'm not eating like enough.
So blah, blah, blah. Organic unsweetened chocolate, organic cashews, organic cocoa nibs, organic coconut oil, non-GMO sunflower, less than vanilla extract, sea salt, organic stevia. Only thing I really don't love is the highly refined coconut oil.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is what's so ironic about this company is that's like their big thing. Like this.
Yeah.
Again, all right. Is it the best you could be doing? No. Same. 7.5.
So just not every day.
Right. It's the highly refined coconut oil. Like that's not super duper.
That's something I didn't realize, so I'm going to look out on that.
Yeah, I mean...
Refined doesn't it sound like
it. So you want unrefined?
You want unrefined, yeah.
It sounds like, highly refined.
Yeah, they try to sell it. That's what I hate about this brand. Like, they bury from highly refined coconut. It's like...
No, it sounds
like... And or palm kernel oil. It's like, that's bad, dude.
But it sounds like a coconut in a tuxedo. It's refined.
Yeah, no,
you know?
It's not. It's not.
Not
it's
a good not. Thing.
But, I mean, again, on a scale, it's a 7.5. Like, we look at bars that are complete shit.
Yeah.
With hydrogenated oils and, you know, fake sugars and non-organic nuts. And it's like, oh, okay. That we put it at 1, 2, 3, 4... Or we can look at bars that are totally, or like that Elemental, what's it called?
You like Elemental and RX,
I do like
right?
that brand. Elemental. Isn't RX, or, hang on.
Yeah, RX is like my obsession.
It's just, it's like six ingredients, yeah, right? Elemental, protein. See if you can find me the ingredients on an Elemental.
Well, while we're on ingredients. While we're on ingredients.
I didn't bring one today and I should have. Yes.
So
I feel like it is organic.
Lee is asking about a sugar substitute called erythritol.
Yes. Yes. So. It's a sugar alcohol. It's non-toxic, totally fine. It just could, if you consume too much, upset your stomach and make you go poop a pants.
Oh, that's like it goes all the sugar-free
maltitol,
chocolate. Yeah.
Malitol, erythritol, xylitol, same stuff.
They changed their branding.
I know they did.
That's weird, right? It looks way better.
Ooh.
So I know it's fascinating to listen to the two of them look stuff
it's
up.
It's all organic.
But
that looks delicious. It's all organic?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like an
organic
Elemental bar, like, listen to this. Yeah, give me like they're like all super. Okay, ready? Here we go. Here's an Elemental bar that I grabbed the first one I saw. Organic currants, organic raw cacao, hemp seeds, sunflower, pumpkin, flax, sesame, buckwheat, Brazil nuts. It's all organic, 100%. Yeah, so organic buckwheat, organic almonds, organic raw honey, organic flaxseed, organic. This is a 10. Your bar is a 7. There are bars out there that are a 1.
I just bought a 12-pack of my bar.
This is a 10. I'm just telling you. This is what a 10 looks like.
Got it.
Super clean, no fillers, no shit, no fake claims. No, you know what I mean? Like, this is a 10. Organic organic vanilla extract. Like, God, I love this bar. I didn't even try this one. But I do love them. And the super... It looks
okay.
I just ordered some. Maybe I'll order more.
Okay.
Yet another company I like. Elemental. So good.
So...
Them and Nutso.
To switch the subject.
What's your question? Oh, I answered it.
Brianna wants to know your stance on the flu shot and why.
Okay, look, I am not a doctor. I do not know what in the world they are putting in that. But I will say that I think there's like ones that have like live, because some vaccines have, you know what I mean?
It might have been the mist that was a weird
thing. Yeah, killed or weakened. The virus in the vaccine has been killed or weakened. The live vaccine isn't recommended for people with a weaker than normal. So there's both.
See, I just go to Walgreens. CVS and Rite Aid, and they just shoot me up with whatever dead stuff they have there.
So, like, if you're older and you're getting a live vaccine, like, if you're in your 80s, you don't want the live vaccine. If you're, you know, then you want...
like, for her kids, and, like, she prefers to strengthen their immune system with elderberry and vitamin D, but...
I get it. With your kids, I mean, I would say maybe don't take the risk. As an adult, I get the vaccine.
I do too.
And the reason I do is because 1 year that I did not get it, Secret Agent Wiener Dog, a.k.a. Patient Zero, put me in the f***ing hospital.
Yeah.
And his grandfather. I mean, he almost killed... The child was like a disaster area. We called it the Andy Colon because it started, we were all in New York for a book tour and I was doing Andy Cohen. So we're doing this show, right? And Phoenix gets the stomach flu and he passes the stomach flu on to my personal publicist and friend, my business partner. Giancarlo is like shitting on the side of a subway station. Ashley's throwing up out of a taxi cab. Penny, the book publicist, goes to the hospital. So we all get the Andy colon. Everybody gets better but me. Aww. From the Andy colon, I get the flu. Oh. Now I've got the flu, and I had the flu forever, right? From the flu, I then get pneumonia.
Oh, my God. I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, no. They checked me into the hospital. I'm at an infectious disease doctor. Dr. Van Hurley, I've got 105. Dr. Van Hurley sends me to her infectious disease doctor.
Wow.
Who checks me into Cedars.
Oh, God.
Yeah, for intravenous antibiotics and Tamiflu antivirals. And it just, that was, and from then on out, I was like, we're never doing this again. I don't give a fuck what's in that flu shot. I am never going through that. It was a month of my life. It was so bad that I left there and it came back. And Dr. Van Hurley put me on Cipro.
Yeah, that's,
I was in New Orleans and passed out on the street for my birthday. Heidi called Dr. Van Hurley.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, no, not in like a woo and too many hurricanes. No, the Andy colon. Oh, my God, it was the worst. So personally for me, it's just not worth the risk.
That's what happened. You know, once you get the hit hard with the flu, you end up getting the flu shot. You just
You just ain't going through that again. Yeah. 105.
Wow. Yeah, that's deadly for an adult.
And a grown-ass woman. That's
all I'm
saying.
A woman with a grown ass.
So what's the lesson? Never, ever do the Andy colon or be associated with Andy colon.
And stay away.
Don't have young children. And if you do, make sure to get your flu shot.